This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December 10, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night." End of quote. This Psalm 42 was written in a unique and trying time in King David's life. His son Absalom attempted to overthrow him and obtain the kingdom from him. A calculated attack from his flesh and blood, his own son. By flattering people and using his charisma, he stole people's heart. People and many of the trusted friends, advisors, and leaders in the kingdom of David turned away from King David and went to his camp. This historical account is in 2 Samuel chapter 15 in the Bible. Absalom led a successful coup against David by conspiring a large number of people on his side. Finally, one day, a messenger came to David and said, "The hearts of the men of Israel already went with Absalom." David had to flee from his kingdom and palace for his safety and for his life. He said this, "Arise and let us flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom." You see, David lost all. The kingdom, his home, trusted friends and advisors. David was at the lowest of low points in his life. I do not know if any one of us faced such a traumatic time like this in our lives. All lost. I know one other person in the pages of the Bible. His name is Job. David was at the top of the mountain of blessings from God. Next day, he lost all. His son orchestrated all these evil things against him. David was thrown into the pit of despair, loneliness, sadness in his life. What was the secret of David's victory when he faced such a difficult and trying time? Our today's Bible insights show the secret how he became an overcomer and came out of the tragic time victoriously. David, what was your secret? How did you go all the way down and came up again victoriously? Our today's insights say a simple truth. David ran toward God in the midst of his most painful time. I have seen many people in their difficult and troubled times forsaking God and running away from the loving God. I hope you are not one of them. David did exactly the opposite. He says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night." End of quote. Beloved, are you in a similar condition of pain and sadness? Are your tears your food day and night? If God's anointed one, the David the king, had said his food was his own tears day and night, how about ordinary people like you and me? So are you pondering in your heart to leave the Lord of your hope and deliverance? Listen, your trial is the unique and God-approved one for your ultimate victory and for God's glory. Nothing comes to you without the divine approval. It was true about Job. It was true about David. It will be true about you as well. So run toward God as David did. Do not run away from God. David ran like deer pants for streams of water. He thirsted for God's deliverance and help. He shared his deeply felt pain and compliance with God. He set his focus on the living God in heaven. In other words, David knew who is in charge of everything. He placed himself in the mercy, kindness, and deliverance of God. He trusted God in the midst of the severe storm and waited for him to act on his behalf. David did not place his hope on his ability or knowledge or other people or circumstances. He simply ran toward God and he truly threw himself into the mercies of God. He placed his hope in God. Beloved, the same will be the secret for your victory as you face heartbreaking troubles. Jesus said this. Listen, he said, "In me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." End of quote. Matthew chapter 16. If Christ Jesus is in you, he is the hope of glory and deliverance. Because he already overcame the world, he will help you to overcome your trials and troubles as well. The important and the cardinal question is this, beloved: do you have Jesus Christ in you? If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Savior, you can do this now in a small prayer with me. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I rush to you, Lord, because my hope of deliverance is in you only. I believe the words of Jesus, that in him I have peace and can overcome all of my troubles. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. He paid for all of it by his divine blood. I invite Jesus into my life. Lord, save me and grant me your deliverance, that I may thank and praise you again. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.